Welcome back. We've got a spat over $26 million, a tighter parole board, one of our own in the National Spelling Bee Finals, and the perils of ordering off the internet. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. These days, political calls for boycotts are a dime a dozen. Now here's a version for the one percenters. Hugh Culverhouse Jr. has given a lot of money to the University of Alabama. Based on comments he's made, he also has a lot of emotion about Alabama's new abortion law that'll be making its way through the court system before there's any chance of its being enacted. AL.com's Abby Crane reports that Culverhouse said, "Sweet home Alabama, there ain't nothing GD sweet about it." That GD is me cleaning it up. He is, after all, a Florida Gator. But his dad, who was born in Birmingham and is best known as the former owner of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and his mom went to the University of Alabama. But now Hugh Jr. is suggesting a boycott of the University of Alabama and the whole state of Alabama. This past fall, the UA Law School was renamed the Hugh F. Culverhouse Jr. School of Law when he pledged a donation of $26.5 million to the university. But here's the thing. Officials in the UA system say they've been in a spat with Culverhouse over how that money is used and that it's had nothing to do with abortion. Vice Chancellor for Communications Kelly Reinhard said in an email that Culverhouse has asked for $10 million back, quote, repeating numerous demands about the operations of the University of Alabama School of Law. And earlier this week, UA System Chancellor Finnis St. John recommended to board members that they just return the $21.5 million the law school has actually received and change the name back to the University of Alabama Law School. The board will vote on whether to take those actions. We mentioned a while back about some of the criticism of Alabama's parole system, which peaked last year after a recent parolee was charged with murdering a 74-year-old woman, her 7-year-old great-grandson, and a neighbor woman in Gunnersville. The parolee and suspect in those murders is Jimmy Spencer. There was public outcry. Governor Kay Ivey placed a moratorium on early parole consideration, and there's a bill moving through the legislature that would put the executive director of the Board of Pardons and Paroles under the direct authority of the governor. But the parole board has already made some adjustments, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Parole board chair Lynn Head, who was against the change, said they're granting fewer paroles on their own. Over the 12 months that ended this past September, the board granted parole for 53% of those who were considered, but since that time, they've been granting parole at a 29% rate. Head said, "Frankly, personally, I'm a little skittish about a lot of grants, and I should be. It's not that I wasn't paying attention before, but I mean, it's a lot more not time-consuming, just it's hard. It's hard to grant parole right now because of Jimmy Spencer." Alabama has a representative in the National Spelling Bee Finals, and it's a familiar name, reports AL.com's Paul Gaddis. Erin Howard is now an eighth grader at Mountain Gap School in Huntsville, and she's finished in the top 10 of the Spelling Bee the past 2 years. She's known for being witty on stage and, of course, for spelling words I've never even heard of. Part one of the finals begins at 9 a.m. today and will be televised on ESPN2, and the championship round will be at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Those times are central. Ever ordered something off the internet and when it arrived, it wasn't quite what you expected? Well, AL.com news partner WHNT reports that a man from Tuscumbia, Alabama, ordered shower rings off Amazon. Instead of shower rings, friends and neighbors, the man got a package with urine in it. Now, not doe urine, which would have been great if he likes to spend winter mornings in a tree stand, but it was a human specimen and had a woman's name and birthday on it. The man said he contacted Amazon about it. They said they'd get his shower rings, but nah, they didn't really want that urine returned. The man said that in case he's contacted, he'll keep the urine for a few days. You know, let it mellow. Well, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, come on by and see us anytime you want to on the World Wide Web at AL.com.